The contentious issue of fracking hasn't gone away. The city of Greeley is the latest battleground in the fight over how close oil and gas operations should be built to homes and schools. Tuesday night, hundreds of people packed a city council meeting about a project from Denver-based company Extraction Oil and Gas. I spoke with Sharon Dunn, energy and business reporter for the Greeley Tribune, about what she saw and heard at the hearing.
The meeting began at 6:30, but people were filing in at 5. I don't think I've ever seen more people attend a city council meeting. But the amazing thing to me was not just those against the project showed up. There was hundreds of people who were for it and proudly for it. Oil and gas is a huge industry in Weld County, and it employs a lot of people, and it's struggling right now. So the more employment you can keep, the better, obviously. So there was a lot of workers out there saying, look, this is a vital industry for your community. And that's the point they were trying to drive home.
What does it mean that this is happening in Greeley, which many people would characterize as very, very pro-oil and gas?
Well, I think Greeley's characterized as pro-oil and gas because we are so used to it. We've had these development codes in place for a long time, and the novelty for many others in the Front Range is that this is new to their areas. Greeley, it's not so new. So we've developed codes. We've got a rule book in place for this development to happen. So I think the interesting part is that people are just trying to organize and get their minds around the whole idea.
So initially, the Greeley Planning Commission denied this project. Extraction Oil and Gas then appealed that. What convinced Greeley City Council to, you know, basically reverse the Planning Commission's decision?
Well, the city of Greeley has a development code that spells out this is what you have to do from A to B to C to get your project through, whether it's a gas station or a, you know, oil and gas drilling facility. And if companies meet those guidelines that the city has clearly spelled out for them, they should be approved because the city's development code allows for these types of uses. So Extraction, is their position was that we've met this. We've met this guidelines. So when the Planning Commission denied it, it was more about public sentiment, in my opinion, from what I saw.
So you mean residents who were very vocally opposed to this stepped in?
Yes, they came out in force. There was two separate meetings for the Planning Commission. They were highly opposed to this. They have gotten their hands on science and listened to reports. And really, they're worried about the dangers in their community of something that is very foreign to them.
The new, I guess, agreement with Extraction is calling for a number of what some people might call concessions. What are those? What's that all about?
I wouldn't call them concessions. Extraction made a lot of promises at before the city council and before the planning commission, saying we're going to drill with electric rigs. For less pollution, less noise pollution. They're going to have a sound wall. They're going to make sure that when they transfer oil from tanks to truck, that is captured, because that's one of the biggest sources of methane leaks, is that transfer. Mm. So they made these promises to the council that says, we're going to do this because we're going to have a world-class facility. We're going to do best management practices. So the council said, okay, we'll hold you to it.
And so is that now spelled out officially?
Yes.
Okay. Let's step back to the governor's oil and gas task force, which wrapped up its work and issued its recommendations last year. And it was convened to examine and propose solutions to exactly these kinds of disputes between energy producers and residents. And I think some people believe that would just settle things, yet this seems to be back.
Well, that's the hard part, because you're finding a balance between interests. And I think a lot of people went into these task force meetings thinking that the task force would find a way to keep oil and gas out of residential areas. And other people thought that they would find a balance. And it was very hard because there's so many people for and against it. So they had to find a balance. They had to reach a compromise. And that compromise was to find a way to locate oil and gas in a residential area and spark conversation between all surrounding uses. And I think that has created some confusion with residents.
This project, it's happening in Greeley, but you write in the Tribune that it's become symbolic of the debate that's happening all over Colorado regarding energy production in or near neighborhoods. So what do you see as the takeaway from what's happening?
Well, I think some of these conflicts will continue. Residents are getting pretty vocal. They don't want this industrial process in their backyard. And when the city has a development code that clearly allows for it and the state constitution allows mineral owners to access their minerals, there will be competing uses and there will be conflict. So I think that in Greeley, that's just coming to a head and people are realizing this is a little more serious.
Right. What's next for the group of residents who oppose this project?
That's a good question. They could always take it to a higher court. They can take it to the district court, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they will. I don't know. I haven't had conversations with a lot of them yet. I know there was a lot of disappointment last night when that vote came down with the city council. A lot of them left before the council even voted because they knew the direction that the vote was heading. So I'm guessing they'll step back and try to continue to be a part of the process and conversation.
Sharon, thanks so much for providing some context for all this.
Thanks for having me.
Sharon Dunn is an energy and business reporter and editor for the Greeley Tribune. For KUNC News, I'm Erin O'Toole.